Dating Joseph Smith's First Nauvoo Sealings by Brian C. Hales, read by Brian Hales. Abstract. In the October 2015 issue of the Journal of Mormon History, Gary Bergura presents a richly illustrated article, Memory as Evidence, Dating Joseph Smith's Plural Marriages to Louisa Beeman, Zina Jacobs, and Presendia Buell. It focuses on a page from the historian's private journal, which Bergura dates to specifically September or thereabouts of 1866. Wilford Woodruff's handwriting on that page describes Joseph Smith's plural marriage sealings and dates his marriage to Louisa Beeman to May of 1840, to Zina Huntington on October 27, 1840, to Presendia Huntington on December 11, 1840, and also to Rhoda Richards on June 12, 1843. The first three dates on the historian's document are important, as Bergura explains. If accurate, Woodruff's record not only pushes back the beginnings of Joseph Smith's early Nauvoo plural marriages by a year, but it also requires that we reevaluate what we think we know and how we know it about the beginnings of LDS polygamy. The key question is whether the information on that page can be considered accurate in light of other available documents dealing with these plural marriages. During the remaining 34 pages of the article, Bergura presents an argument that 1840, not 1841, is the most reliable year for the prophet's earliest Nauvoo plural unions. This essay examines why his analysis of the records appears to be incomplete and his conclusions problematic. Within a couple of years of the saints settling in Nauvoo, Illinois, in 1839, Joseph Smith began secretly teaching celestial and plural marriage. The traditional timeline holds that by the end of 1840, a small number of church members had been privately advised, and on April 5, 1841, Joseph himself was sealed to his first plural wife in Nauvoo, Louisa Beeman. The specific chronology of this period is probably not that important. However, researchers who attempt to reconstruct the unfolding of plural marriage are wise to account for all existing historical data. In his 2015 article, Gary Bergura advocates an 1840 sealing for Joseph Smith and his first three plural wives. His primary evidence is found on a page in the historian's private journal. This new interpretation should not be dismissed out of hand, but deserves scrutiny and evaluation for validity, and important questions emerge. How reliable is the documentation supporting 1840? What does Bergura say about the existing documents that support 1841? Does his research include all available manuscripts pertinent to this discussion? Discounting Joseph Smith's 1869 affidavits. Multiple documents have been used to support 1841 as the year of Joseph's first Nauvoo plural marriages. Among them are Joseph F. Smith's 1869 affidavits, which Bergura acknowledges on several pages. Within this collection are four affidavits signed by Joseph B. Noble, attesting to his role as the officiator in 1841 in Joseph Smith's sealing to Louisa Beeman. In addition, two affidavits were signed by Dimmick Huntington, who performed the ceremonies for his sisters Presendia and Zina, in addition to two from Fanny, Dimmick's wife, who served as a witness to both. Furthermore, Zina and Presendia each signed two affidavits. First-hand legal attestations by participants and eyewitnesses are less commonly available to researchers seeking to document the timing of historical events. Nevertheless, Bergura is less impressed, alleging that Joseph F. Smith may have pressured the participants into signing them and may even have composed the text himself. These charges are based solely upon Bergura's speculation. In 1869 to 1870, Joseph F. Smith compiled over 58 affidavits and signed testimonies, and none of the participants left any hint that the apostle composed their statements or pressured them. Overlooking important records regarding Presendia Huntington. When dealing specifically with Presendia Huntington's sealing date, Bergura declares that besides the 1869 affidavits and an 1881 letter penned by Presendia specifying 1841, quote, there are no other sources for specifying a December 11, 1841 date for Presendia's plural marriage to Joseph Smith, end quote. This is incorrect. Apparently unknown to Bergera is a historical source from 1848, at least 18 years earlier than the Woodruff document. On Monday, December 11, 1848, Zina Huntington recorded in her journal, quote, this morning, my sister Presendia moved. 7 years ago today, since Presendia was sealed to Joseph Smith, end of quote. 7 years back from 1848 is 1841. This record is the earliest dating for any of the three sealings and is from a credible source. If trustworthy, it contradicts the historian's private journal and may cast doubt on the other 1840 dates recorded by Woodruff. It also counters the suggestion that Joseph F. Smith pressured Zina, since this private journal was not written under the influence of anyone but Zina herself. Within the historical documents supporting a plural sealing between Presendia and the prophet are seven that provide a year. One, which is the historian's private journal, lists 1840. The remaining six specify 1841. They include the 1848 journal entry by Zina Huntington. They also include the affidavits from Presendia Huntington, Dimmick Huntington, Fanny Huntington, a second from Presendia in her autobiographical sketch, and also Jensen, Andrew Jensen in plural marriage, lists 1841. Andrew Jensen's 1887 historical record article. Another important source that is underutilized by Bergera is a July 1887 article written by Andrew Jensen entitled Plural Marriage, which was published in his independent periodical, The Historical Record. Bergera mentions it only once in a footnote and seems unaware that it provides specific dates for the sealings of Louisa, Zina, and Presendia, all in 1841. Might Bergera have assumed that Andrew Jensen used Joseph F. Smith's 1869 collection of affidavits to write his 1887 article, so Jensen's dates would be duplications rather than independent attestations? Multiple observations support that Jensen in 1887 had no access to and probably no knowledge of the existence of the Joseph F. Smith collection of affidavits. I here review six such evidences. First, a June 22, 1887 letter from Zina Huntington Young to Mary Elizabeth Rollins Leitner demonstrates that Jensen had approached her directly to learn of her plural marriage experience with the prophet, rather than relying on the 1869 affidavits. Zina wrote to Mary, Brother Andrew Jensen, the historian, was in yesterday. He is making quite a success in getting up the brief record of the wives of the prophet Joseph Smith. Accordingly, Zina's sealing date and probably all three 1841 dates published by Jensen should be treated as independent verifications coming 18 years after the 1869 affidavits, but providing the same consistent information. Second, Andrew Jensen was not set apart as an assistant historian in Zion until 1892, and thus had limited access to items in the church historian's office before that time. This makes it less likely that he would have seen the Smith affidavits. Third, Jensen included only nine documents in his historical record article that are found in the Joseph F. Smith collection. However, all of those have been published in an article in the Deseret News entitled Joseph Smith the Seer's Plural Marriages, printed October 22, 1879. Except for one, written by David Fulmer, that was printed in the June 1886 issue of the Saints Advocate. In other words, all of the 1869 affidavits Jensen included had been published before. In fact, the first pages of Jensen's article follow the 1879 Deseret News article almost verbatim. Fourth, Jensen failed to include information found in the affidavit books that contained more important details than some of the later testimonials that he did include. Fifth, A July 8, 1869 affidavit signed by Martha McBride Knight affirms her sealing to Joseph, but her name is missing from Jensen's final list of Joseph Smith's plural wives. Jensen's private notes indicate that he had heard of a Mrs. Knight, but did not know her first name or her actual status. Access to the Joseph F. Smith affidavits would have resolved that question and supported her inclusion on the list. Last, Jensen's personal journal contains no references to the affidavit books or a time when he visited either the church historian's office or Apostle Joseph F. Smith to view them. Documenting Zina Huntington's sealing date. When addressing the sealing date of Zina Huntington, Bergera writes, quote, "The case for the traditional date of October 27, 1841 for Zina's marriage to Smith rests entirely on Zina's, Dimmick's, and Fanny Huntington's May 1, 1869 affidavits. There are no other known statements from Dimmick and or Fanny," end of quote. And he also writes, quote, "All of Zina's other reminiscences are phrased more generally and tentatively," end of quote. These statements are also incorrect. As demonstrated, Zina spoke with Jensen in 1887 and is the probable source of the October 27, 1841 sealing date he published in the historical record. Among the historical sources supporting a plural sealing between Joseph and Zina are five that provide a date. One provides an 1840 date, which is the historian's private journal, and the other four list the year 1841. Discounting Joseph B. Noble. When specifically discussing Joseph Smith's sealing to Louisa Beeman, Bergera identifies one additional manuscript that supports an 1840 year, a second-hand account from Charles L. Walker's diary. He also spends four pages quoting from Noble's Temple Lot deposition in 1892. While the testimony is interesting, devoting such space to reproduce the transcription is surprising, since Noble consistently places the sealing in either 1841 or 1842, but never in 1840. Perhaps Bergera included it as evidence that Noble's memory was not clear in 1892. Quote, "Noble was unable to specify consistently the year of his performing Smith's plural marriage," end of quote. However, an unclear memory in 1892 says nothing of Noble's ability to accurately recall details decades earlier, including his 1869 signed affidavits stating that the union occurred in 1841. Unfortunately, Bergera's transcription of Noble's Temple Lot testimony skips questions 617 to 642. In question 629, Noble is asked, "Do you mean that it, the plural sealing, was performed in Nauvoo?" And he answers, "Yes, sir." Question 628 poses, "At whose house?" To which Noble responds, "At mine." While Noble is unable to recall exactly the date he moved to Nauvoo, Bergera's research discloses that he moved his family, including presumably Louisa, to Nauvoo sometime after September of 1841. So, if the ceremony occurred at Noble's house in Nauvoo, it would have necessity have been in 1841 or later. A May 1840 sealing date is also inconsistent with Bergera's reconstruction of the chronology surrounding Louisa Beeman's move into the Noble household. He dates her change in domicile as August 29 or September 29, 1840. Noble's biography states, quote, "A young, intelligent woman by the name of Louisa Beeman, a sister of Elder Noble's wife, was at the time living in the family. To her, the prophet paid his attentions with a view of yielding obedience to the principle of plural marriage. The girl, after being convinced that the principle was true, consented to become the prophet's wife, and on April 5, 1841, she was married to him, Elder Noble officiating," end of quote. If Louisa was not taught about plural marriage until she was living with the nobles, she could not have been sealed on the date found on the Woodruff document. Bergera concludes, "Noble's memory, beginning some 25 years plus after the event, shifts from 1840 and 1841 as the year of Nauvoo's first plural marriage," end of quote. Claiming that Noble experienced a memory shift goes beyond the available evidence. My research has identified 26 documents that could be first or second-hand accounts verifying the Smith-Beeman plural marriage. 14 provide a date for the ceremony. Of these, 2, including the historian's private journal, place it in 1840. 9 list 1841. 1 mentions 1841 or 1842, and 2 identify the fall of 1840 as the first time Noble learned of plural marriage from Joseph Smith, precluding a May 1840 sealing. 8 of the documents supporting an 1841 year were recorded in private records composed before the first publication in 1887 of Louisa's name and the sealing date, which was recorded by Jensen in the historical record. It is impossible to tell how many of these 8 records quoted Noble directly, but there is remarkable consistency in the year recorded in these documents. Accepting the Woodruff document information uncritically. Bajura uncritically promotes the reliability of the dates found on the Woodruff document in contrast to overwhelming evidence for the alternative dates. He acknowledges that Woodruff's source or sources of information regarding the 1840 year are unknown, but assures his readers, saying, Woodruff was historically conscious and well positioned regarding the need to record significant events in LDS history as any LDS church member, end of quote. Woodruff was not present for any of the original 4 sealings, so he had no firsthand knowledge of the ceremonies. Yet, nowhere does Bergera address the question regarding who might have shared accurate information with Woodruff in 1866 or sometime before regarding these sealings. Perhaps members of the Huntington family could have provided accurate dates for Zina and Presendia, but it is less certain that they would have known of Louisa Beeman. Joseph B. Noble could have provided Louisa's date, but probably not Huntington's. A review of Woodruff's personal journal shows that he heard Noble speak on September 19, 1865, for 10 minutes, and again on November 25, 1866. The second date is later than the one Bergera proposes for the record, but the earlier date would have required only Woodruff's memory regarding the Louisa Beeman sealing to be correct a year later. Woodruff also held conversations regarding Indian affairs with Dimmick Huntington on January 1, 1862. The next reference to Dimmick is May 24, 1868, when he spoke in a church meeting. Woodruff records a visit with Zina Huntington Young and a gathering with several other people on April 6, 1861, but does not mention her again until September 6, 1877. Fanny Huntington and Presendia Huntington Buell Kimball are not referenced. These are the only participants in the first 3 sealings who were still living in 1866, so if Woodruff received accurate information, it would have had to come from another source or in a conversation that he did not mention in his journal. Beyond the participants, one might postulate that Brigham Young or Heber C. Kimball would have known of the plural unions, but it is less certain they would have known the exact day and year. The inclusion of Rhoda Richards' 1843 ceremony as the last item on the document is fodder for additional inquiry, but none of this is discussed in the Bergera article. The unreliable date of 1866. As already noted, Bergera dates the information supporting 1840 sealings to specifically September or thereabouts of 1866. This dating is based partially on the observation that the information regarding the 4 plural wives is written in the historian's private journal immediately after and on the same page as an entry dated July 1, 1866. Regrettably, Bergera does not tell us of the date of the entry immediately after the recording of the 4 sealing dates. Starting on the following page is a transcription in different colored ink dated November 18, 1874. Based then on the surrounding entry dates, the information penned by Woodruff regarding Joseph Smith's plural wives was written sometime between July 1, 1866 and November 18, 1874. There is no way to know exactly when, but Bergera theorizes, quote, Woodruff's record may have been prompted by the visits to the Salt Lake Valley of 3 proselytizing missionaries, including one of Joseph Smith's own sons, of the recently formed Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, end of quote. This is indeed a possibility. However, a more probable hypothesis is that it was not written in 1866 because there is no record of anyone in that year inquiring about the identities of Joseph's plural wives and the dates when the sealings occurred. However, if we fast forward 3 years, we find the affidavit books being compiled by Joseph F. Smith and filled with all of this information for all four women, except that the sealing year for Louisa, Zina, and Prescindia is 1841. Joseph B. Noble's statement regarding Louisa Beeman is recorded on page 3 of Affidavit Book 1. Zina Huntington's signed statement is on page 5, and Prescindia's is on page 7. On May 1, 1869, Rhoda Richards signed an affidavit on page 17, identifying June 12, 1843 as the date of her sealing to the prophet. In contrast to Bergera's reconstruction, it seems likely that Woodruff, or his informant, viewed the affidavit book and simply misremembered the year of the first three sealings when that information was recorded or conveyed, which may have been any time before the 1874 entry. Discounting recollections. Bergera admonishes his readers to, quote, consider more carefully our reliance on human memories as a primary historical source, end of quote. This is wise counsel, but it is surprising in light of his willingness to accept with little scrutiny what he believed to be an 1866 source. No official record of the early 1840 sealings of Joseph Smith was made at the time that they were performed, so an 1866 record would not be contemporaneous. Instead, it would rely on a human memory as a primary historical source. It is unclear what other options Bergera advocates to document the chronology of these sealings. In summary, multiple historical records discuss the sealing year of Joseph Smith to plural wives Louisa Beeman, Zina Huntington, and Prescindia Huntington. The historian's private journal, highlighted by Gary Bergera, contains an entry from an unknown source scribed by Wilford Woodruff at an unknown time and specifying 1840. One additional second-hand account places the Beeman marriage in that year. In contrast, all other known sources, including an 1848 journal entry by Zina regarding Prescindia, and affidavits from the participants themselves, support 1841 as the first year of Joseph Smith Nauvoo plural sealings. Observers are left to decide for themselves the year that is best supported by available historical data. Brian Hales is the author of 6 books dealing with polygamy, most recently the 3-volume Joseph Smith's Polygamy, History and Theology by Greg Coford Books, published in 2013, and also in 2015, Joseph Smith's Polygamy, Toward a Better Understanding, co-authored with his wife, Laura Harris Hales.